Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Alicia Lemon, the coordinator for the Wayland Free Community Thanksgiving Dinner happening at Waco High School on Thanksgiving Day, November 23rd. What is your role with the dinner?
Last year and this year, I am the coordinator, which means that I find all of the volunteers and communicate with all of the churches for announcements and advertising and also for their food donations.
How long, do you know, has this dinner been held at Waco?
It's been over 5 years. I don't have an exact number.
For the event, who all is involved with the planning and preparing?
So what happens is each of the local churches gets an email to see if they'd like to participate by sending volunteers or food donations or both. And they usually assign a contact person for their church to contact me if they'd like to be involved. And then we try and keep it pretty centered on, you know, for example, one church brings the turkey and another church brings the potatoes and another church brings the stuffing. And then they find their own volunteers within their church to make that happen. And then the food arrives warm and ready to serve on Thanksgiving morning.
How many churches are there that are involved there from Wayland?
It's actually the Waco Ministerial Association churches. And also this year we included the Brighton Ministerial Association. And so I don't have a total number of churches right off the top of my head, but I can tell you that all of the churches that I contacted, so that would be Swedesburg, Olds, Crawfordsville, Wayland, and Brighton, are all participating in some way.
Does all the food come from the churches who are volunteering?
Yes, all the food is donated through those churches. And so, like, for example, the church that does the turkey, they purchase the turkeys and then they have individuals cook it. But it just kind of depends on how the church wants to do that, how they'd like to provide their food donation.
And how long will the serving be next Thursday?
We'll start serving at 11:30 and we'll serve until 1. We do delivery meals for homebound individuals. That's individuals that are unable to leave their house due to illness or for some other reason. There's a phone number and a contact person on the flyer that is hanging around town, and they can contact that person before Friday of this week, and we can deliver meals. We have some drivers, and we pack those up and start delivering before we serve at 11:30.
How many do you expect will attend this dinner?
Well, because we added the Brighton churches this year, we're hoping for a larger attendance than previously, but an average is about 150, with about 25 meals being delivered. We plan for 200. We probably end up, because food donations are so spectacular, sometimes we end up with enough food for 250. So there's always leftovers. My favorite terminology is there's, you know, you could have as many people show up as you wanted, because it's like feeding the 5,000. It just multiplies when you need it to multiply. Mm-hmm. Fun to have anyone come.
This dinner is free, correct?
Yes, it is free. We have had some families make donations financially in the past, but that is completely unnecessary because all of the supplies have been donated. Everything's donated.
How did you get involved with orchestrating this event, how it got passed down to you?
I originally helped with the event when my children were younger, and the Ministerial Association knew that I really enjoyed doing projects like this, and so they asked me to do it last year, and I agreed, and then it was such a fun time. It's pretty spectacular to see so many people step forward with to volunteer their time and to volunteer, you know, the food supplies. So I was just really encouraged by our event last year, and I was excited to do it again this year.
For people who may not be aware of this dinner, you know, why would you encourage people to attend the Waco dinner?
Simply because it is an awesome opportunity to just meet community members. We have a wide range of people that come, We have some families that come pretty regularly just because it works out for their larger family. We have some elderly people that come, maybe because they don't have someone at home, but it's not just for people that don't have a place to go on Thanksgiving or don't have food on Thanksgiving. It's definitely for community members. We encourage all community members to come and participate and attend.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Waco Community Thanksgiving Dinner Coordinator Alicia Lemon. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.